Good afternoon, Exotics Fair. This is Brock speaking. How can I help?
Oh, Brock, hi. I'm Glenda. I'm ringing for a deaf lady. She's in your system,
yep.
Jean Garrett. I talked to Emily recently, 2 weeks ago, and then Kiri. Is that her name? She's a vet nurse?
Yep, Kiri, yep.
Kiri, yeah. I'm going down to Redcliffe tomorrow to see Jean. Kiri was kind enough to offer to come down to transfer a bird from one cage to another.
Sure.
And she said to check in on what surgery she has tomorrow.
Sure, yeah, I've probably got two surgeries to do. What sort of time?
Well, I just sort of want... I come from Brisbane, so if I had an idea of the surgery times,
yeah.
I'll try to work with that and ring again in the morning.
I probably have procedures, honestly, from 11:30 till about 2 tomorrow. So that's probably time that we definitely can't come out to help.
There's two surgeries between those times, is it?
So would you bring the bird in with the cages for us to do it here or someone
no,
at your house?
No, Kiri offered to come down. We're trying to get on
good.
To a client of yours from the Parrot Society, but that didn't happen. Yeah.
Okay. Let me look how far away you are. Just have a look.
It's at 34 Marigold Street at Margate. Because I've got a bad shoulder and, well, I've had the other cage close by to the bird.
Mm-hmm.
It's sort of blackish and it's not real sure. But not long ago you had to put that down its partner at your surgery there.
Yeah.
So it's a bird on its own. And
what type of bird is this one, sorry?
It's cockatiel.
Another cockatiel.
Yeah.
Cool. Okay. Oh, yeah. Good girl. Okay.
Yeah. I just thought if anyone needed a bird or lost one or, I think she's very fond of it. But, the reason really, Jean covers the bird cage over, which is really big, and she nearly fell over, and she lives alone. So that's why I bought the smaller cage. And she might find a home for it with the cage. I can put it in the car.
Yeah, well, that's it, because you're honestly 5 minutes away, even with traffic, so what time would you be there, then?
I won't get there. I'll probably go down by 10:30, 11, but so it might be best after 2, and I can stay longer, of course.
Yeah.
And if it suits Kiri. I only come down every 2 weeks,
So what about, 3 o'clock or something? Is that too late?
Yeah, but should I ring in the morning or during surgery?
Well, I've got appointments between 2 and 3 as well, unfortunately.
Okay.
And nurse appointments as well, so we're pretty much fully booked. But at 3 o'clock, one of us could come down and...
you're offering too, Brock, are you?
Yeah, I've done this before once or twice, so it's pretty fairly...
Yeah.
So you're going to take...
I won't go through the trauma, and especially with my bad arm. It's quite a big cage. I can get my body... halfway into it, and then we've got to find a home for that other big cage. If someone, it might be a giveaway, you might know of someone. Okay, so I'm saying 3 o'clock, and I'll be ringing anyway, sort of maybe just at 2, to just check in on everything.
Yeah, I'll actually put for 3 o'clock in our schedule to come over then,
so we don't lose it.
So travel to Jean Garrett's to move her from one cage to another.
I'm Glenda,
Yep.
And Kiri said it. She doesn't matter, just slip down and do it and go. So no charge, I believe.
Yeah, that should be fine. Yes.
Is that all right, Brock? She's 93 and deaf,
Yeah, goodness. Yeah, no, okay. Can you just tell me your phone number again, Glenda?
0438.
Yep.
634. 002.
Great. Cool.
And
cool. Okay. Yeah. If you just want to check in tomorrow and make sure that's all still all good, but I actually booked that time on the schedule for me to come down and just do that for you. So.
Yeah. Thank you, Brock. I don't know. There was a male vet. Are you a vet or a nurse? Sorry.
I'm one of the vets. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know if it was you who saw when you put the other bird down. Not sure.
I think it was me.
Jean was deaf.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, well, Jean was elderly and deaf. Thank you so much, Brock.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's okay, Glenda.
Good on
yeah.
you.
Let's check in tomorrow, but I'll probably see you around 3 or just after 3.
Yeah. I remember you were kind of concerned of the remaining bird, you know.
Yeah,
well, she's got a mirror and everything, but it's... Yeah,
yeah,
thanks so much. Bye-bye.
Okay. Talk soon. Bye.
Bye.